Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out where your used iPhone, iPad, and other Apple products are worth at Gazelle.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 85. This is a delightful 10-minute broadcast that covers the latest iPhone news, apps, tips, and tricks. And I'm Sarah Lane, your guide to all things iOS. Let's do this. Number one, let's start off with an email from Leanne. She writes in somewhat often. Hello, Leanne. She's got an app suggestion for us today. Leanne writes, it's called Checkmark 2. It's a great reminders app that I'm trying out. Cool things about it are you can set location-based reminders in groups, like set up several different grocery stores and put them in a group and then set a reminder to pick up milk or something when you're at any one of those grocery stores. Or set up your location reminders to remind you at a set time, like remind me to feed the dog or cats in my house 10 minutes after I arrive at home. Okay, so Checkmark 2 is $2.99 in the App Store, and like Leanne said, it's very well done. I have no qualms with that. I can easily set up a recurring reminder to pay my rent every month, something that I know I'm going to have to do, but I don't want to forget, or remind me to buy cat food and kombucha whenever I'm within 100 feet of the Whole Foods market in my neighborhood. And like Leanne said, it can also be a robust tool if you want to trigger a reminder at multiple locations, or something like call mom 30 minutes after I get home, because you know you usually need about half an hour to unwind after work before you're ready to talk to anybody, me anyway. But you don't want to get too comfortable and then forget. Checkmark also has a lists feature where I can organize tasks and then some cool notification sounds. So it does sync with iCloud, so I can access my reminders on, say, my iPad, and that's helpful if I'm using multiple devices. But it doesn't actually include a calendar sync, and that feels a little odd to me because I'm already used to having that all in one place. For example, my calendar of choice, Fantastical, integrates nicely with Apple's native Reminders app. But maybe you don't mind separating the two, and that's cool too. I think the multi-location notifier tool is kind of worth the money on its own if you're going to use it, and the app is pretty uncomplicated to use, even as a powerful tool. So nice find, Leanne. Number two, a couple weeks ago on iPad Today, Mondays at 12:30 Pacific, my co-host, Leo Laporte, you may have heard of him, showed me a game called 2048 that's very simple, kind of meditative, and extremely addictive. So listen with caution. I haven't been able to stop playing it, so I feel like I should just pass it along here on i5. All you have to do is join numbers together and get to the 2048th tile. That's actually not very easy to do, but it's still fun. You swipe to move the tiles. When you have two tiles of the same number and they touch, they merge into one, and then you get rid of tiles on the board. You get to the 2048th tile, and then you get a high score. Or that's what you're working toward anyway. That's pretty much it. It's very easy to play, but it is actually really challenging to keep besting yourself once you've gone through a few times, or whoever else you might be competing against if you're using the game center. When the board fills up, the game is over. But sometimes, right when you think you're toast, you get lucky and you clear a bunch of numbers and you buy yourself more time, and that's the addiction. This is my kind of game, especially because it's free. Number three. So how many of you express yourselves via emoji? I know I do. I love the cat with the heart eyes. You know, it's via text or on Twitter, in Instagram comments. You're seeing emojis. They're, of course, those little illustrations that you see peppered all over the internet these days. And I really don't think they're a fad. I think they're here to stay, at least for some time. But they can be kind of limiting. I mean, how is there really not a burrito emoji? I need one. Well, an app called Uniconsole isn't actually going to give you a burrito emoji, but it will offer you up all sorts of new special symbols and characters that go beyond your emoji keyboard. They'll be readable on iDevices, Macs, even most PC applications, it really is just Unicode after all. So a lot of the stuff you're going to be familiar with. Console just has it all in one place. Gives you several pages of goodies. You just touch a symbol, and then it's automatically copied to your clipboard. Then you can paste it anywhere. Or you can use Uniconsole's text field to compose, and then mix up text and symbols, and then copy that whole thing when you're done by touching the scissors, or tap and hold the scissors for sharing options like maybe you've put together a really funny tweet, or you want to share it on Facebook or text it. Uniconsole's $1.99 in the App Store, and it goes without saying that I'm not here to tell you to use more symbols in your social life. That is just a preference thing. But if you want more creative options, this is a very good tool, and thanks to David for sending it in. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle. Maybe you're finally ready to buy that new iPhone or a new iPad. Gazelle wants to buy your used iPhone, iPad, or other smartphone for cash. You can lock in your price today and send it to Gazelle when you get your new gadget because Gazelle's offer is good for 30 days. So here's how it works. You go to gazelle.com. That's G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com. And you type in your item. Tell Gazelle the condition it's in. Be honest. They'll even buy broken iPhones and iPads that might just be sitting in some junk drawer somewhere that you're never going to use again. And then you get that offer for your gadgets. They'll even throw in some free shipping. When it's time to get paid, you've got check, PayPal, or an Amazon gift card option, which gives you an extra 5%, by the way. So go to gazelle.com right now and get an offer for that used old iPhone or iPad and get some money. You'll get paid in cash. Payment is fast within just a few days of the item being received. And again, those offers are good for 30 days. That gives you time to transfer data, set up your new device. Gazelle will also wipe your data for free. Gazelle has paid over $100 million to over 700,000 customers. A lot of happy people. Again, an iPhone, an iPad, a smartphone that's sitting in your junk drawer. Get rid of it. Get cash to put towards the gadget that you really want. What's that gadget worth? Take a minute and go to gazelle.com to find out. Do it now because your iPhone or other gadget may lose value the longer you wait. Thanks to Gazelle for sponsoring this episode of i5 for the iPhone. Number 4. So here is something interesting I found via my friend Matt, whose company develops the news synopsis app Circa. We've talked about it on the show before. It's called Otter. And it's a tool. It's not actually even an app. It's just a tool that analyzes the reviews that people leave for other apps and organizes them into keyword circles to show popular terms and sentiment. And that's going to sound really confusing, but here's how it works. So, for example, you want to see how well the latest version of Facebook Messenger is doing. I don't know. It's got a lot of reviews. Maybe you want to see what people think. Otter will retrieve the latest 100 reviews, and then the most commonly used words are represented as circles. Size corresponds to frequency. The bigger the circle, the more often the word is used. Color represents sentiment. So the bluer the circle, the better, because I guess blue is calming or something like that. Or maybe you want to compare Facebook Messenger with another messaging app like WhatsApp. They don't have to be owned by Facebook, but, just messaging versus messaging. Then you can view side-by-side comparisons of apps, too. Or maybe you're looking for more context on reviews that contain the word crash. Click that circle, and then you can read them. Now, the Otter team says that this is just a working prototype, and it has limited support for non-US apps. So your results may vary depending on where you live. I also think that this data is interesting, but probably a lot more useful to an app developer rather than just regular app users like you and me. But still, it's a different way to glimpse how an app is doing and how it's making people feel. Finally, number 5. How many times has somebody said to you, "Oh, this obscure documentary you've never heard of is so good, I can't believe you watched it. Yeah, you have to rent it, and it's going to change your life." So, maybe that's just my friends. But what I end up doing is I'm like jotting these recommendations down in my notes app because I don't want to forget. But then I have a lot of those. And then a week later, I've sort of forgotten who told me about it and the context. And then I don't follow up because it just seems like gobbledygook. Since I almost always rent from iTunes, though, at least movies and TV shows, why not just use Mentio, which is a 99-cent wish list app that helps me organize recommendations for movies and TV shows and music, books, and apps, everything you can get out of iTunes. It's easy to add media. You either come back to it later, or you just buy and rent right there from the app itself. It'll eventually dump you into iTunes. Obviously, you need to be using iTunes as your media center for Mentio to totally make sense. But even if you weren't, even if you're just making a list, you're at least using an app designed to organize all your future purchases. And that's good stuff. One more thing before we go. I wanted to mention that just in case you didn't install Microsoft Office last June in i5 episode 44, when we talked about it, it is now free. It didn't used to be free. Free for home use anyway. And that probably applies to most of you. It's also available for the iPad in read form for free, although you'll need an Office 365 subscription for full edit privileges, just in case you happen to be a Microsoft Office lover who also loves his or her iPhone. Now, I know this show goes by real fast, too fast, but don't worry, all of our show notes live forever and ever at twit.tv/i5. You can watch the show like as many times as you want there too. App links, subscription links, they're all at twit.tv/i5. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614 on i5. And by the way, make it a good one, because then we'll put it in a future show. And that goes for videos or app reviews that you send in as well. Come on, you know, brush your hair or something. We appreciate you watching the show each week, and we want to keep you happy. So good feedback is always welcome. I'm Sarah Lane. This is i5 for the iPhone. And I'll see you all next week. Toodles.